Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
For Gold FM's Gimme 5 for Kids, we are at Surfers Paradise Dental Centre, Carrara Street in Benowa, just near Pindara Private Hospital. The team here donating $4,300 to Gold FM's Gimme 5 for Kids. We're here until 9. Come and see us, grab a brekkie and donate as well.
And hopefully, the gala ball we hosted on Saturday night, hopefully we would have raised about $7,000 for Gold FM's Gimme 5 for Kids, which was awesome.
Easily smoked it.
Yes, we'll get that title, total, I should say, very soon.
Yep.
But lovely comments on our 92.5 Gold FM Facebook page about how dapper we all looked. We took a photo of all three of us.
I'll have to check them out.
You wouldn't have looked dapper. You would have looked beautiful.
Oh,
and maybe spider dapper.
You should never read comments. Sometimes they go the other way.
Mm.
But they're all positive.
That's good.
Why don't you just be positive about
stuff? No, because
you're a bit
social
grumpy today.
Social media.
Anyway,
social media. You don't listen
so,
to
them. So lovely comments on Facebook.
Yeah.
And considering, and thank God, because you, how long did it take you to get ready?
25 minutes.
Peter?
About 5 minutes in the car park.
In the car park. That's what I mean, to get those awesome comments with that.
As I said, I'll go and read them, but I know don't sometimes.
Anyway, lovely comments, and I'm glad because it took me 2.5 hours to get ready.
That's a long time.
It's a long time because there was an issue.
That's a lot of prep.
The last time I wore this dress was just before Christmas. It fit a little bit better than it did when I tried it on just before I was getting ready for the ball. Just a little bit. And girls, you know that feeling where you're like, whoops, should have tried this on. So as you do, I'm going to be honest, I wore Spanx underneath it. Dr. Les is listening, the dentist here. Now, if you don't know what Spanx is, Dr. Les, they are, you know, it's like a pressure bandage that holds everything in place. I had to wear two underneath that outfit. Two lots of pressure bandages, so to speak. They're like those Bridget Jones knickers.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
So I had one of them, and then I had one that was like a tube skirt as well.
Is it like putting on a wetsuit?
Pretty much. So just trying to get the underwear side of things on was a lie on the bed. Yeah, a little incident.
Oh, wow.
Then I had to call my sister because I couldn't do my zip up. And I said, Shelley, can you come over? So she had to do my zip up.
Yeah.
And then I realised before I left I had to feed the dogs and lock up and I couldn't do any of it. I couldn't bend down. I couldn't even pick up their bowl to put food in it. I couldn't do anything. Get out of there. No dramas. And then I gave you a lift later back to work,
Al. Thank you.
And the one thing I forgot.
Yeah.
To ask you to unzip my dress just at the back. I know it might have been awkward.
No.
I needed some help.
Oh, dear.
I was stuck at home.
What'd you do?
I had to sleep in my ball gown. I had to get up early in the morning and go to my neighbours who thought I'd just got home and go, can you please unzip me? I've had to go to sleep with this on. And they're like, sure, Bridge, you've only just got home, haven't you?
You need one of those wetsuit ties.
Yeah, I know, at the back.
Yes.
Oh, a bit of string.
Well, you know what I've had to do in the past? Actually get a clothes hanger and
hook
and put it through the eyelet to undo it, but there was no eyelet on this. And it was so uncomfortable, which means I couldn't take anything off. I literally had to just lie on my bed until 8 in the morning and then shuffle next door.
And sober.
Where Johnny Boy went, sure, you've slept.
Yeah.
You're just coming home, aren't you, Bridget?
Bridget. Spider. Breakfast. Gold
and something we love, you know, when you're growing up, we all save for something. Some of us, well, there's two types of children out there or kids. One of them that as soon as they get money, they've got to spend it. They run down the shop, they buy lollies, they buy anything they can.
Yeah.
And then the other lot who save every little cent. They'll be hiding it around their bedroom so we can't find it and they will be just saving it for something big. Were you a saver or spender, Bridge?
I was a saver. I used to save it for Barbie dolls or like Dad might buy me the Barbie, but then I'd save for her horse or her camper van or all the accessories. But I like the fat Boston saving.
Yeah.
What's he saving for?
Yeah, my young fella, he's 10. He's saving at the moment, but, you know, I was a spender. I wasn't a saver. I had no time to save. But, you know, we are asking, are your kids saving at the moment and what for? And I'll tell you what Boston is saving for very, very shortly. Anthony in Labrador. What was your, is it your daughter or your son? What are they saving for right now?
They were, when they were younger, doing a train set. I've still got the train set, a little diesel one.
Oh, yeah, how cute. Cool. Oh, that's cute, a little train.
I keep all that kind of stuff, hey.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, you saved hard for it. You should be keeping it.
Well, good that's on you, right. Anthony. No worries, guys.
Thanks for the call.
And it's good, too, because it teaches kids the value of money.
Yes.
You know, what it took to earn it and how expensive things are.
And they have a passbook, too, a bank passbook. You know, they go and they get it topped up and they look at it. Oh, it's now at 120.
Do they still do the passbook?
The Dolomite.
Yes.
Remember the Dolomite accounts?
Yeah, that's so cute.
At school.
Oh, we got Kieran in Talai. Kieran, was it you or is it your child saving up for something?
No, I've got two kids that are saving up. I've got little Matika.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
For a Wacom for her iPad. It's an artistic tool that she uses because she likes art, but they're expensive. So she's got a little job. She's only 10, but she goes cleaning at 5 a.m. one morning a week, goes and cleans an office, and she's saving up. And then I've got a 12-year-old who cleans one day a week, and she's saving up for the Bali Mother and Babe House. She's trying to educate a orphan child over in Bali.
Oh, that is amazing.
Your children are the best.
Yeah.
That's very good to install that in them. Look at that. Isn't that amazing?
I'll give you Boston's number. Ring him.
She's hoping to get enough to put the little one through school for a year. We're going over in September to hopefully hand it all over. And All Saints Anglican School is supporting them as well. They're donating a whole heap of clothes and things like that. The Year 7 kids. So
that's unreal.
Project she's got going on.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, well, that is brilliant. Probably, I have to be honest, totally different path to what my son's saving for.
Oh, okay.
Boston, who's 10.
Karen.
Yeah, thank you for that. He's 10. He saved $118.90.
Wow, doing what?
Which is fantastic. Just his little odd jobs and bits and pieces, and he does a little bit around the farm for Nana and Grandad. And he sold a couple of his toys. He sold all his trashies and then
some of
his matchbox cars. So he's saving all that. But what I love about it, what he's saving for.
Hmm.
So he's saving for a Lamborghini Hurricane. Only 450 grand. He said, Dad, if I can't get to the 450, I'd go the Aventador, which is only 200 grand.
Oh, okay. At least he's gone down. He's willing to go down a car
He's got $118 at the age of 10. I said, mate, as long as you can live to 220, you should be right.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.